The School of English Murder by Ruth Dudley Edwards, read by Bill Wallace. Prologue. Do you want to know another of the bitter ironies of life? Probably not, said Rachel. The weariness of her tone was not lost on Amos. But carry on if you must. It might be one I hadn't heard of yet. It's that people who take principled decisions that cost them money are always those who can't afford to. Catch any of those sods with fat savings accounts and a 20-year build-up of pension entitlements walking out on a safe job. Rachel eyed him levelly. He could see her lips contracting into thin lines. When they opened and he heard her teeth snap, he warded off trouble hastily. Okay, okay, you're about to point out that I walked out in a fit of rage, that principle had nothing to do with it, and that I could have returned if I hadn't been too proud. And knowing you, I expect you've got a list up your sleeve of well-heeled people who gave up all for honour. He stubbed out his cigarette savagely. Good guesses, said Rachel. You, on the other hand, will now point out that not everyone should be expected to be accurate and objective in times of crisis. You'll add that, at a time like this, a chap needs a woman who'll bolster up his ego rather than one who subjects his every remark to rigorous logical scrutiny. You may even go on to elaborate on why, being only a Gentile, you can't be expected. Will you shut up? Yelled Amos. You're talking like a bloody civil servant. I am a bloody civil servant. I thought the whole problem was that you wished you still were. Not me, declared Amos, leaping to his feet and striding up and down the room purposefully. I can't wait to embark on an exciting new career. You'll see. I'll become a nasty, greedy insider dealer and drive a nasty, flashy Porsche. Fine.